Just to start off the panel, if you can just quickly introduce you again and where you are from, please.
Hester Heys from Stilfontein.
I'm Agnes Keiter from Potchefstroom.
There we are. Okay, ladies, I would like to find out from you, and where possible, if you can give us real-life examples of when you've seen somebody about the business and they're not always interested in the business side, what do you do, what do you use, and how you turn that person into a customer? And then I think the most important, it's all good and well to turn a customer once ordering, but what we want to do is we want to have people who order on a regular basis from us. Please share with us how you do that.
When I do a one-on-one, I always do a demo on the Super 10, the LDC, and the G1. The G1, I'm not do a demo physically, but I let the people know the price, how they can save. There's a price comparison on the table at the back. I might use a lot of that. So if they say no to the business, they must really want to buy one of the products. They don't have to buy a lot of products in the beginning, because every time that I deliver a product, I will work on them towards the next product. Even if I put a sample in or something to read on the next product, you keep every time that you make contact with them, you must give them something new to read on or to use on. Listen to people. That's where I pick up the most of my customers. Is in any conversation, even if I'm busy in the shop, if somebody talk about something, I will interrupt them and tell them, but you know what? I've got a washing powder that will do much more than this one. And I take their phone number and I make an appointment with them and I go and show them. I don't carry a handbag than like the normal woman. This is my handbag. Where I go, this is going with me. Inside here is a price comparison and a tip file, also available at the book table at the back. And also a business card. So when I can get contact with people, and I start talking with them, I can hand them all price comparison, not a price list, a price comparison, or the tip file, and I make an appointment with them. And I said, go through this in the meanwhile, but I'll come and show you the products so that you can make sure you want to use it.
Yeah, it's funny, the two of us up here. But anyway, I'm going to tell you something, the other part, as what Hester told you now. I think the main thing is after you show the plan and somebody is not interested, it is very, very important to be very excitement. The moment they say no to the business and you get excited, then you got them. Really. Because if you look like, oh, no, not that. He know that he hurt you a little bit and he actually wanted to get out of your way now. But if you are excited, man, you can do business with this people for years and years. That's what I expected. And a main thing also is we try to explain the products. And we actually should ask them questions. I usually give the person that I talk to, I give them a paper, and I've got one. And yeah, I'm also on G1, but then I will ask them, can you write down what do you spend every month on your laundromat? Then they write it down, and what do you pay for your stay soft? And then they write the price down. So you make them part of this sale. You're not actually doing the sale. They are going to buy the stuff themselves after writing all these down and see what they actually spend on that every month. Because people don't know what they actually spend. They just put it in the trolley and they go and pay because they have to buy soap. So I think that is my side of the story, that is two really two important facts. Thanks.
I think an important point that came just out now, and this is definitely something I'm going to remember, because this is where our battle is, when that person says no to the business, you know, you get this long face, you know. And I think that is important, to be excited then, actually more excited, you know, show the person, I'm actually glad you said no. So, Esther, do you want to add something?
Don't be afraid to go to a place and show the people how to use the products. Somebody, just in this past week, somebody bought a desk, and it was really ugly. They want to paint it and go on with it, but I'll take the lemon glow, and we put 3 coats of lemon glow on that desk, and I think all the people that's working there are going to use lemon glow, because they are so satisfied by seeing the products is working. And to keep your customers, to make them consumers, give them some samples to use or literature, but to keep them also, make a note of what they are using, the time that they take to use it up, so that you can maybe contact them and just ask them, how are you? And they will say to you, but you know what? I want to phone you also. My super 10 is finished. Make a note on their birthday or anniversary, or maybe their children is in university and they must receive their degrees and things like that, so you, that you can congratulate them on things that happen in their lives. And they, then they will know you are their friend, not just selling to them for profit.
I would like to ask the ladies another question, because I get that a lot, and that is, on the cleaning products, it's easy when people say the products are expensive, you know, to do the price comparison, but how do you handle when people say our facial products are expensive, our nutritional products are expensive? How do you change that person then in a customer?
Okay, I've got a lot of people using the nutrition products, and that's also, do them a price comparison on the products they used and show them the difference on the containers, what is in the product they use compared with our products. And you won't believe some of the products, they must take 3 tablets to compare with one of ours. Know your products, know the ingredients in your products. That's for me very, very important. Maybe in the beginning, it's okay, but the longer you're in the business, you know what I done when we start the business? I go to the library, and I take out all the nutrition books available in the library. And I take a black book, and I make notes, vitamin A, vitamin B. And that's how I learn all about the nutrition products. And I think if you want to talk about the nutrition products, you must have that knowledge. Because if somebody asks you, why must they use selenium? What is selenium? Then you can't talk about that. But also make the comparison. They know what they pay for the products they use and compare it with our products. Our products is not expensive. And if somebody, I love this new product, the Pro Vitality Plus, because that's our basic products that everybody needs. And not everybody can buy a bottle of each. So I previously counted out. If it's somebody that can only afford 30 Formula 4s, I count it out for them and give them 30 Formula 4s. But now it's not necessary, because it's all in that one package.
I want to thank the ladies, and before you leave, just a quick parting note. Where what helps for me is I use technology where possible, so all my clients who've ever ordered from me, even if it's 10 years ago, are on a mailing list. Yeah. And what is very nice is now with the Pro Vitality Plus, I had excuse to communicate to all of them, and I sent them the brochure as attachment, a small synopsis, and I actually got 4 orders for 4 Pro Vitality Pluses within a day. So where possible, use your technology. Don't flood the people with information. They don't like that either. Communicate when necessary. And use the steps of Hester and Agnes. And build your customer base. That is the basis of your business. Thank you, ladies. Let's give them a hand.